and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire economics course, economic assumptions. Now, I know that might not sound like the most exciting title, but trust me, once you understand this topic, everything else in economics starts to make so much more sense. This is the bedrock, the foundation. The reason economists can build models and make predictions about how the world works. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Right, let's start with the big question. Why do economists make assumptions at all? Think about it this way. The real world is incredibly complicated. Billions of people making millions of decisions every single day, influenced by emotions, habits, social pressure, limited information. It's chaotic. If economists tried to model every single variable, they'd never get anywhere. So instead, they simplify. They make assumptions, deliberate simplifications about how people behave, so they can build useful models that help explain and predict economic behaviour. And the most important assumption of all? That economic agents are rational. So let's define our terms, because in the exam, precise definitions earn you marks. An economic agent is any individual or group that makes economic decisions. There are three main types: consumers, producers, also called firms, and governments. When you see a question asking about economic agents, examiners want you to show you know it covers all three of these groups, not just consumers. Now, rational decision making. This is the core assumption. Economists assume that economic agents make decisions in a logical, calculated way, weighing up the costs and benefits of each option and choosing the one that best serves their objective. In other words, they are always trying to get the best possible outcome for themselves. For consumers, that means maximising utility. For producers, that means maximising profit. And for governments, it typically means maximising social welfare, the overall well-being of society. Let's spend a moment on each of these, because the exam will test you on all three. First, utility maximisation. Utility is just an economist's word for satisfaction or happiness. Consumers are assumed to spend their limited income in a way that gives them the greatest possible satisfaction. So if you have £10 and you're choosing between a book and a meal deal, the rational consumer picks whichever one gives them more utility, more satisfaction for that £10. Crucially, this is about maximising satisfaction from a limited income. Resources are scarce, so choices have to be made. That's the whole point. Second, profit maximisation. Producers, firms and businesses are assumed to make decisions with one primary goal: to maximise their profits. Profit, remember, is revenue minus costs. So a rational firm will try to increase its revenue and reduce its costs wherever possible. Every business decision, what to produce, how much to charge, how many workers to hire, is assumed to be driven by this profit motive. Now, in reality, firms might have other goals, like growing their market share or improving their reputation or being environmentally responsible. But the standard economic assumption is that profit maximisation is the primary driver. Third, governments. Governments are assumed to act rationally in pursuit of social welfare. They use policies, like taxation, spending, and regulation, to try to improve the overall well-being of society. Again, in reality, governments are influenced by political pressures, short-term electoral cycles, and imperfect information. But the theoretical assumption is that they are rational actors pursuing the public good. Now, here's something really important that examiners love to test. Even within the rational behaviour assumption, economists acknowledge that economic agents operate under constraints. The most significant constraint is information. In the real world, consumers don't have perfect information. You might not know that a cheaper, better product exists in another shop. A firm might not know exactly what its competitors are planning. A government might not have accurate data on unemployment. This is called information asymmetry, or imperfect information, and it's one of the key reasons why real-world behaviour sometimes deviates from the rational ideal. Examiners will credit you for acknowledging this. If a question asks you to explain rational decision-making, a stronger answer will also note that in practice, limited information and time constraints mean agents can't always make perfectly rational decisions.
Okay, so now let's talk about exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. The most common mistake I see candidates make on this topic is treating rational behaviour as an absolute truth rather than a theoretical assumption. If a question asks you to evaluate or discuss rational behaviour, you must acknowledge both sides. Yes, economic theory assumes rationality, but real-world behaviour often deviates from this. Think about impulse buying. Think about people who keep smoking even though they know it's harmful. Think about investors who panic sell during a stock market crash, even when the rational move is to hold. These are all examples of irrational behaviour, and examiners want to see that you understand the gap between theory and reality. Another common mistake is confusing utility maximisation with profit maximisation. These are completely different things. Utility maximisation applies to consumers. It's about maximising personal satisfaction. Profit maximisation applies to producers. It's about maximising revenue minus costs. If you mix these up in the exam, you will lose marks. So let me give you a memory hook. Think of it this way. Consumers want contentment. That's utility. Producers want profit. That's the P in producer. Consumers get contentment. Producers get profit. Say it with me. Consumers, contentment. Producers, profit. Brilliant. Now, let me give you a really useful acronym for this whole topic. Remember RUPG. R is for rational. All economic agents are assumed to be rational. U is for utility. Consumers maximise utility. P is for profit. Producers maximise profit. G is for government. Governments maximise social welfare. RUPG. Rational, utility, profit, government. If you can remember that, you've got the core of this topic locked in. Let me also flag the command words you're most likely to see on this topic. Define. If you see define rational decision making, you need a precise, concise definition. Something like, rational decision making is the process by which economic agents weigh up costs and benefits to make choices that maximise their objectives. Explain. If you see explain why consumers aim to maximise utility, you need to go beyond a definition. You need to say what utility is, why consumers have limited income, and how this drives them to make choices that give the greatest satisfaction. Evaluate or discuss. These are the big ones. You need to present both sides, the theoretical assumption of rationality and the real-world limitations, including imperfect information, time constraints, and behavioural biases. Right, time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, then I'll give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the term for the satisfaction or happiness that a consumer gets from consuming a good or service? The answer is utility. Question 2. What is the primary objective of a producer according to economic theory? Profit maximisation. Revenue minus costs. Question 3. Name the three types of economic agent. Consumers, producers or firms, and governments. Question 4. What is the key constraint that prevents economic agents from always acting perfectly rationally? Limited or imperfect information. They don't always have access to all the information they need to make the best decision. Question 5. True or false? Utility maximisation and profit maximisation mean the same thing. False. Utility maximisation is for consumers, profit maximisation is for producers. Never mix them up. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You've got this topic nailed. If you missed a couple, don't worry. Go back and reread your notes on the definitions and try the recall questions again tomorrow. That spaced repetition is what makes knowledge stick. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Economic assumptions are the simplifications economists make to build useful models of behaviour. The core assumption is that economic agents, consumers, producers, and governments, are rational. Consumers aim to maximise utility, their satisfaction, from a limited income. Producers aim to maximise profit, revenue minus costs. Governments aim to maximise social welfare. In reality, behaviour deviates from this ideal because of limited information, time constraints, and behavioural biases. Examiners want to see that you acknowledge both the theory and its real-world limitations. Remember RUPG, rational, utility, profit, government. And remember, consumers get contentment, producers get profit. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.